The bells of Big Ben chimed to mark the occasion, but there were no street parties or chaos on the roads for the arrival of Brexit at 11 p.m. on December the 31st, 2020, when the transition period ended. COVID curbs meant the roads of Kent and streets of Dover, emblematic of the divorce from the EU, were deserted, with little public sign of the abrupt end of a 47-year relationship with the EU. Industry leaders did warn, however, of invisible chaos as businesses grapple with new trading rules and software systems required from day one for exports to the EU. While the UK has decided to phase in reciprocal checks over 6 months, in Northern Ireland, they are operational from day one, which has raised fears of chaos and confusion despite a £200 million support scheme put in place by the government and a grace period for supermarkets. So what are the biggest changes caused by Brexit? Immigration. Those who arrive for the first time in the UK have to go through the new points-based system requiring a minimum salary of £25,600 for skilled workers and £20,480 for those with job offers in a shortage occupation or in possession of a PhD relevant to the job. British nationals travelling to Europe on holiday are able to do so visa-free for 90 days in a 180-day period, but have lost the automatic right to live and work in an EU country. Passport and other checks at the airport. The arriving from the EU lane has disappeared at airports and has been replaced with goods to declare or nothing to declare. There are now limits on alcohol and cigarette purchases from the EU on entry to the UK. The Home Office says Border Force has recruited more than 1,000 extra officers and is training its staff on changes to policy and processes. EU citizens will continue to be subject to ID and security checks and may be asked about the purpose of their journey. Border officials are allowed to check if they have settled or pre-settled status. However, they only do this if there is a specific reason to do so, according to the Home Office. EU citizens can continue to use e-passport gates and existing queues, so no separate channel for UK nationals at airports. Some EU citizens not living in the UK may need a permitted paid engagement visa if they are visiting for work. EU citizens. British nationals already settled in Europe have the right to remain, although with restrictions on their movements to other EU countries. EU citizens in the UK before December 31st are entitled to stay, but they have only 6 months to make sure they are granted settled status or pre-settled status by the Home Office. Landlords and employers. Landlords and employers face sanctions for employing or renting to people not entitled to be in the country. But Brexit does not mean an immediate change for those employing EU citizens already in the UK. There are no immediate changes for landlords. Until June 30th, right to rent checks will continue in the same way as they have so far for EU citizens, along with those from Switzerland, Norway, Iceland, and Liechtenstein. Landlords will not, for example, need to make retrospective checks for existing tenants from 2021. However, the government has not published any clear guidance to ensure landlords understand their responsibilities from July on. Customs. Eurotunnel and the ports of Dover and Calais all agree they do not expect a repeat of the horrific scenes seen on Kent roads before Christmas. There won't be food shortages, but some supplies will be delayed until companies get used to doing the right paperwork before they get to Dover. All businesses are required to provide a customs declaration on goods sent into the EU, including Ireland and Northern Ireland, which follows EU customs rules. They must also know if VAT is applicable and ensure fees are cleared before transit or on arrival. Lorry drivers going into Kent must have all the correct paperwork, by applying online for a Kent Access Permit, dubbed the Brexit Trucker's Passport. Those carrying chilled, frozen food or animals, including racehorses, will need health certificates for their cargo to prove to the French they are disease and pest-free. Businesses also have to have an economic operator's registration and identification system for the exporter and the recipient, including special numbers for Northern Ireland. Freight owners who have not supplied drivers with the correct customs paperwork or health certificates for food consignments will not get the Kent Access Permit they need to get into the country and will be stuck in depots and distribution centres around the country in what some call invisible chaos.